是你可以等一等，你现在可以组织一下。
But you can take a moment and you can organize your thoughts for the sharing.
这样的话，你不会超过这个时间。
Therefore, you will not exceed the 7 minutes.
在交通之前，我有一节经文分享。
I want to share with you a portion of the scripture.
是《使徒行传》第二章42节，大家都很熟悉。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42, which we're all very familiar.
恒心真是使徒的教训，彼此交际，不平祷告。
And they were continually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
我想弟兄姐妹，我们每一天都尽量恒心遵守使徒的教训。
I trust that every single one of us are continually devoting ourselves to the apostles' teaching.
那今天是我们这样一个机会，彼此交际。
Today is the opportunity to have fellowship one with another.
我相信我们在星期五晚上都有很多的交通。
I trust that each one of you have much sharing on Friday nights.
但是在这样一个聚会，这样一个多的弟兄姐妹面前，可能我们的交通机会不多。
However, this is a rare opportunity for you to share in a large assembly like this.
那就靠主的恩典。愿每一个交通可以来激励彼此激励。
We pray that by the grace of God that every single sharing will have a constraining, encouraging power on us.
如果要交通的弟兄姐妹，你可以举手。
If you have a sharing, please raise your hand.
你可以坐在那一边。
You can share and where you are.
对，Usher, 这个招待的弟兄会把麦克风给你。
Our usher will bring forth a microphone.
至少我看见有四五位弟兄姐妹要交通。
I've already seen 4 to 5 brothers and sisters raise their hand.
很好。
It's very good.
Okay, 那我们把下面的时间就是 open 给弟兄姐妹。
So now we open the time to all the brothers and sisters.
三，那。
Okay, thank you. Thank the Lord to give me this opportunity to share His grace and His guidance to, in my life. And I was told to keep my time to 7 minutes, so I make good use of my time.
Yeah.
Thank you. 就是在过去的半年里面，我就是想，有很多的冲击在。
Okay, 可以，我自己拿可以方便。
对的，因为都是神的带领，我们一家都全在美国了。
So it is by the leading of the Lord that He led the entire family to the U.S.
其实后面是有很多有很多的约旦河。
afterwards, there was a lot of rivers of Jordan.
约旦河在圣经里边对我来说就是很多很多罪的前友。
So to me, the river Jordan is a hindrances from sin.
有好的工作，生活都安定在香港，为什么会跑过来休息？都人都老了。
I had a very good job in Hong Kong. Why should I come to the U.S.?
都是神的带领，因为在我人生中就是有很多很多的学习还没学得好。
It was because I have a lot of lessons that I have yet to learn well in my life.
如果你住在一个 comfort zone, 就是安舒的地方，对圈里面。你就不愿意出来。
If you were to dwell in a comfort zone, you wouldn't want to get out of it.
Because 就是你太舒服了。
Because you're too comfortable in there.
这个是一个很大的考验。你要不要听神的话
？This is a great test for me as to whether I will listen to the word of God.
生活中有很多过去我在休斯顿过去去年八月的时候
last August, I have faced many trials in my life.
有很多的决定我要做什么工作要去读什么书 要申请哪一科的读书的话，你申请哪一科哪一个学校哪一科做什么干什么。
There were many determinations as to what job I should take in the U.S., whether I should pursue my studies and what major I should study in.
神一直带领我就考入现在的护士学校。
The Lord led me to nursing school.
八月份我开始了。
So I started nursing school.
到现在已经有大概七个月八个月。
So it has been seven or eight.
我感谢神，从来我就没有说过这么多的。这么多的普通话，在人生里边从来没说过那么多的普通话。
So I've never faced so many trials.
Trials.
I have never spoken so much Mandarin in my whole life.
有时候就是言语的混乱，令我决定，你现在说什么哪个语言？Mandarin 还是英语？
还是广东话。It's hard for me to flip between.
这个也是神的恩典嘛。但是在呼吸学校里面也有很多很多的经历，是神叫我，你不要以为你可以说三种语言，你就哈哈哈，都你就不用依靠我。
However, in nursing school, God taught me that even though I can know three languages, it is not by that alone that I don't have to rely on Him.
因为每一次的考试，你应该有时候听到呼吸学校有50%的人会 attrition， 就是。
Oh yeah. So in nursing school, the attrition rate is 50%.
Attrition 是可能你考得不好，他不要你；可能你自己有问题，你不能留下来。50%，这是一般人。
So half of the people would leave after the first year. 这个不是 because you don't have good grades. Sometimes you just leave on your own.
这个不是很可惜吗？就是你花了那么多的光阴去努力去考进去。
So this is unimaginable. You spend so much time and effort to get into nursing school.
就是每一次考试也要仰望神，因为考试好像就是你我说。压力是从考试哪里来的
？So the Lord has taught me to look to Him in every exam because pressure from exams can be dealt with in Him.
好像有一个时候，我在我的查经组分享过一次，哪一次我考80分就可以留下来。
So as I share with my Bible study group, for one particular exam, if I scored 80 points, I could
remain.
But if I scored 78, I had to leave nursing
82,
school.
82, 82, I would be proud.
But if the Lord gave me 82, I would become prideful.
哪个考试是10月份的?
So
我就考了80.
So I took that exam last October. I scored 80.
我心里就问神，为什么是刚刚好八十了？
So I asked the Lord, why was it exactly 80?
这是叫我不要骄傲。
So God taught me not to be prideful.
生活中有很多很多地方神在叫我，好像是每一天上学的时候，开车一个小时15分钟到学校。
So there were many lessons that God has been teaching.
来回就是2小时30分钟。
Has been teaching me.
如果没有 traffic， 没有车。倒车。
And my commute time was an hour and
这个就是神给我很好的智慧，去每一个星期上学的时候听讲道。
So the Lord has taught me to listen to sermons during my commute time.
我大概有时候忘了这个事的，所以有时候听刘医师讲道50多次。
So sometimes I listen to
30次五十多次，常常都有。
Over 15 times.
我的就是学习就是你再听，那是主义讲道的。信息的时候
so I would listen to the sermon over and over again.
我好像
based off his faithfulness,
好像就是在 Ruth 这个漏得，他在拾水啊，就是
it's like Ruth picking picking over sheaf.
A lot of them has thank you. So 神就是叫我，就是。这些都是他的恩典，他给你很多，好像，哎呀，什么怎么远疫情， 怎么可能呢？是可能的，因为我在家里很多事情干了，我就没有再重复的问，就是重温每一周的讲道。
So it was because of my commute that I could listen to his word over and over again.
还有就是
at home, I wouldn't have paid so much close attention to the sermons.
神在生活上各方面都教我怎么可以等候他。等候他的哪一堂道是弟兄讲的，我听了有三十多次，因为我是一个很焦急的人。
And over 30 times he's taught me this lesson. I'm a very
约旦河里面就是时候就是学的不好。
So I haven't taught well. I haven't learned well this lesson.
So 神就在教我，有时候多听到多几次。还有时候就要神出来。
So the Lord has taught me to listen to the sermon more often.
还有就是有我知道谢谢。有几句话就是神常常放在我心里面。
And a few verses God has put in my mind.
不要单顾自己的事，还要顾别人的事。
Do not be mindful of your own things. 不是说我太，mindful of other people's matters.
广东话说吧。你怎么 nosy 啊？
So it's not like I'm
这个是我们基督徒应该有的，有的神的教训，就是你去多关心弟兄姊妹。所以神也教训我去关爱，在教会里面，一些是老人，他可能是外地来的学生，他们没有家人，没有 support， 可能有时候言语也不通的，
就
叫我主动地出外去 outreach， 所以我做了，我就是说神，这个。有时候我不太愿意做，但是因为他叫我去的缘故，我就做了。最后，我就用一句话说：我的感觉是我是一个压伤的老尾。
I'm a Bruce Reed，
因为人都老了，他没有阶段。
But he did not break off a
坚强的灯火。
A dimly lighted，
他没有。
Smoldering wick he did not extinguish.
他爱我到底。
He loved me to the uttermost.
因为他希望我成为一个更像他耶稣基督模样的人。
He wants me to follow him.
还有就是一句话也放在我心里面的。
He also put another word in my mouth.
就是我们现在在福音组，我们查马太八章、七章、八章，有很多人呼叫主啊，主啊！我不是平常奉你的名赶到传道赶鬼吗？耶稣说我不认识你，这是遵循我天父旨意的人才能进去。进去的是第一次是进去天国。我就放这些话在我心里边，我知道我最后也要面对神的审判。
I also know I will face the judgment of God.
学习神的教训，去做一个行他心意的人。谢谢。但荣耀赞美归给主。
Glory be to the Lord.
对不起，我给维莎姐妹，因为维莎姐妹星期三要回去。
Our sister Katie will be leaving.
我坐下来比较不紧张。去年三月我们回台湾探亲。
Last March, we went back to Taiwan to visit our relatives.
本来我们只打算回去，我只打算回去一个月，弟兄打算回去三到六个月。
Originally, I was only going to stay there for a month, and my husband is supposed to stay there for 3 to 6 months.
但没有想到，居然在这段时间内，我婆婆检查身体，发现她心脏的血管瘤扩大到要动手术到处理的地步。
However, little did we know that my mother-in-law went to have a physical, and it was discovered that her heart blood vessel has expanded to such a degree that it has to go through operation.
如果不处理呢，她就只有两年的寿命。
If it's not operated upon, she would have a lifespan of only 2 years.
所以我们就面临着说到底要怎么办。
So we had to face this uncertainty as to what to do.
很多医生说不用动手术了，因为风险太大。
Many doctors say to forego the operation because they're too great a risk.
但是有的医生说哎可以做支架。
But some people say let's put in a stent.
所以我婆婆就决定要做支架。
So my mother-in-law decided to put in a stent.
因此我们就全家在主面前祷告，求主怜悯我们，希望这件事情能够顺利。
Therefore, our whole entire family prayed before the Lord and asked the Lord to give us smooth sailing.
但是没有想到这手术失败了，而且大大的失败。
So little did we expect that this surgery failed and failed miserably.
当时她立刻输血了2000 cc.
At the time, she got a blood transfusion of 2000 cc.
然后每一天在一个礼拜之内，每一天都输血四袋，然后每隔几天要输血。
And every week she needs a blood transfusion of 4 bags. And
yeah, 她整个人瘫痪了，而且她还做了气切还有鼻胃管还有尿管，你可以想到这个手术是多么的严重，他失败得很厉害。
And this person, my mother-in-law was totally paralyzed and she needs a breathing tube, a feeding tube and a urinary tube. You can imagine how serious how great the failure of the surgery.
当时我在主面前祷告，我感觉里面很黑暗，好像一个黑洞，心里好害怕。
So at the time when I went before the Lord, I felt darkness within. It was like a black hole. I was very, very afraid.
我没有办法拒绝，努力的抗拒。
I was not able to accept it, and I resisted the will of the Lord.
但是主告诉我说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
But the Lord said to me, it is hard to kick against the goat.
有一天我读到诗篇135篇第六节。
One day I read Psalm 135, verse 6.
耶和华在天上，在地下，在海中，在一切的深处，都随自己的旨意而行。
The Lord is in heaven and on the earth and in the sea and in all depths, and He walks with His own will.
特别讲到在海中，一切的深处都随自己的旨意而行。
It specifically mentioned that He even walks with His own will, even in the sea.
那时候我突然明白是他的旨意。
Then it suddenly dawned on me that this is His will.
是他的旨意，我还能说什么呢？我们就祷告说，主帮助我，赐我力量，让我顺服，让主的旨意能够成全。
Since it is His will, then we can only say, help us and strengthen us so that help us obey and so that His will can be fulfilled.
感谢主，在一切艰难的环境中，当我们愿意顺服的时候，他就一再地向我保证他的恩典够我用。
But thank the Lord, in such a difficult environment, when we're willing to obey, He repeatedly proves to us that His grace is sufficient for us.
诗篇二十七篇第十三节说，我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，我早就上当。
Psalm 27:13 says, I shall be confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
凭着这个信呢，我们勇敢地走下去，接着呢，慢慢主的道路就通达起来。在许多人
we rely on this faith and we went boldly and His way becomes a broader.
在许多人看为不可能的事情都变成可能了。
So all these things that many people consider impossible have become possible.
第一个，我婆婆在如此严重的情况之下，她住了三个月的医院，最后居然还能够脱离氧气制造机，能够回家，在家里照顾。
So even though my mother-in-law was in such a serious illness and had stayed in hospital for 3 months, but finally he was able to recover to such an extent that she could leave the oxygen generator and went home for home care.
第二个呢，就是在台湾请外劳是非常的紧张，一般人至少要三个月才能够请到外劳，我们居然能够在最短的时间里面找到最合适的外劳。
Also in Taiwan, it is very time consuming to get a foreign worker for domestic helper to come in. A lot of people have to wait for months, but we could get one in a very short time.
而且我这个外劳呢，力气非常的大，她可以很轻易的把我婆婆抱起来，而且她知道怎么照顾，每天都要抽痰，还有一些管子的病人。
Also, but my foreign domestic help has great strength. He can easily pick up my mother-in-law, and she also knew how to take care of all these daily necessities for my mother-in-law. She had to take up her phlegm.
第三个呢，就是在最短的时间、最恰当的时候，主居然让我们能够一栋房子能够卖掉，让我们在经济上面没有困难。
Also, in the most appropriate and shortest time frame, the Lord enabled us to sell a house at a reasonable price. Therefore, we did not have any financial concerns.
第四个呢,是我多加进去的, 今天早上我接到一个 text message,
从, and fourthly, this is what I just added. I got a text message.
就是一个姊妹告诉我说我家弟兄每天,不是每个主日或者是周五的聚会, 不但正常聚会,还有很多交通分享, 感谢赞美主。
The sister told me that my husband has been regularly attending Friday night and Sunday meetings. And not only did he attend, he has very good sharing. So you can praise the Lord.
总结就是说,感谢神,他是活神,他不误事。 在我们软弱的时候,他帮助我们,在我们需要的时候,他用话语来扶持我们。
So in conclusion, our God is a living God. He does not fail. When we're weak and disappointed, He uses words to support and strengthen us.
他的膀臂从未缩短。
His arm is not short.
现在我婆婆在家里, 在我们的前后有人拥护之下,她可以用助行器走40-50步。
My mother-in-law now lives at home, and with other people surrounding her, she can take 40 to 50 steps.
我想这是神莫大的恩典。
This is the surpassing greatness of His grace.
真的我不知道明天将如何。
I do not know about tomorrow.
但我知道主掌管一切。
But I know I am in the Lord's hand.
只有完全顺服在主面前。 每天靠主的恩典活出他的生命，这是我日后还要学习的功课。
It is only by His grace that daily I would come before Him to learn my daily lessons.
愿荣耀归给神。
May glory be to God.
Amen. 我给我们这年长的姐妹交通，好不好？
Now we are sharing by our oldest
elderly sister. I would like to share with your learning. To live in my circumstance by focus on Jesus.
我愿与大家分享，就是在我生活的环境当中，学习能够定睛在主耶稣的身上。
Something I can talk about the past. If everyone tell me, go forward and forget the past.
那就是他让我能够来忘记过去的，能够来定睛在面前的。
But I read on the Romans 12:14 and says. Bless those who persecute you. Bless, do not curse. It's hard for me.
那当我读到罗马书十二章第十四节讲到，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅，这话对我来说实在太难。
Seems I moved the new house that my daughter bought me, and I read Bible every morning.
那自从我搬到我女儿买给我的这个新房子之后，每早晨我都读圣经。
The God warned me, rejoice, rejoice, and He warned me to follow Him.
神让我喜乐喜乐，他也愿意我能够来跟随他。
He said, I thought He's my rock and refuge, fortress, and asked me follow Him.
那我以为当我跟从他的时候，他就是我的拯救，他是我的山寨，他也是我的磐石。
If I follow him, I will be okay.
如果我这样跟随他的话，我就会没有什么问题。
And he gave me so much blessing, even I don't understand.
那他也给我很多的祝福，甚至是我所不能想的。
Let me say few example.
那我就给大家举几个例子。
First time I moved. A few days after I moved to the house, I lost the power, and the neighbor, my next door neighbor, was real nice, and they threw the power cord from the backyard, give me light.
那第一个就是当我刚搬到这个家之后，那我们就没有电了，那我隔壁的邻居他们就把电线从后院扔进我们家里，这样呢，让我家里还能有光。
I look around, there's all the Americans and no Chinese. I think I like Chinese around me. And here is the couple, Chinese, just bought a house down the street of mine.
那我看了看我周围的邻居呢，他们都是美国人，没有中国人。但是我后来等候了一下，突然呢，就有一些新的中国人在我的旁边买了房子。
I bought last week I forgot to buy the bread for my breakfast. And next morning, here is the young guy bring me fresh bread in front of my door. I never met him before. And later I find out I met his wife while I was walking around the neighborhood.
那上周的时候有一天我就忘记了买早餐，那第二天一早的清早的时候就有一个人他就把这个面包送到我家里，那这个人我以前从来没有见过，后来我才知道原来当我在周围在这里散步的时候曾经见到过他的太太，他的太太让他那天早上把面包送给我。
And sister and brothers in the church and they helped me a lot andSince I moved the house, and they helped me to move the furniture to my new house, and they helped me all the chores. It's so many things. They gave me clothes, everything, because it was Friday, I lost everything. But I got everything more than I need.
那当我搬到这个家之后，弟兄姐妹也给我非常非常多的帮助，他们帮助我把家具搬过来，也给我很多的衣服，因为在洪水当中我失去了我所有的一切，但是主把超乎我所想要的，超乎我所需要的来赐给我。
My final hope, the goal is I want to have happy, peaceful family in my life.
那我最终的一个目标就是我愿意在我的人生当中能够有快乐和平安的家庭生活。
So I trust him and continues and pray for him for the rest of my life.
所以在我的余生我都要来信靠他，都要来赞美他。
Thank you for everybody.
谢谢大家。
弟兄姊妹们大家好，我今天想和大家分享一些我最近在工作中的一些见证。
I'd like to share with you a testimony from my job.
我想先有一些铺垫。坐在我身边的这位是我先生刘卓和 Harry。
First, I want to introduce to you here, to my right is my husband.
我们17年8月在莱斯大学附近中的团契中相识。
We got to meet each other at the Rice Fellowship in 2017.
18年12月，我硕士毕业，然后我们一起回到中国举办婚礼。
In December 2018, I graduated from my master program. We returned to China to have our wedding.
回到美国之后，我先生继续在莱斯大学继续他博士生的学习。
After we returned from China, we continue on with my husband's continued on with his PhD at Rice.
感谢主让我在休斯敦找到一份合适的工作，并且公司在聘用我的时候承诺会帮我申请帮我办身份。
So I praise the Lord that he has granted me a suitable job here in Houston, and the company also agreed to apply for my green card.
在我今年一月份入职的时候，就很自然地向经理提起，说今年四月份要参加 H1B 抽签的事情。
So in January, naturally, I told my manager that I want to go through the H1B lottery process in April.
但是没有想到经理没有立刻给我明确的答复。
However, to my surprise, the manager did not give me a quick answer.
刚开始我把这个事情想得比较简单，我想可能是因为他比较忙。
So at first I put it very simplistically, and I thought maybe the manager was busy.
大概过了一个星期之后，我的 mentor 他透露给我说，公司的领导想要拖延到明年再帮我申请 H1B。
However, later on, the manager told me that the leadership in the company wanted to delay till next year to apply for my H1B.
当我听到这个消息的时候，我内心是复杂的。
When I heard about this news, my heart was filled with complexities.
我感到很生气，因为公司它没有兑现当时的承诺。
I was mad because the company did not fulfill its promise.
也感到无助，因为我一个刚刚毕业，然后刚刚参加工作的人， 其实没有任何资本和公司协商。
I also felt helpless because I just started my job and I didn't have any leverage over any negotiation with my company.
会感到对未来的迷茫。我想，如果这不是一份合适的工作，主会带领我去哪里呢？
And I was a little lost. If this weren't the job for me, where would the Lord lead me to?
然后我先生大概还有三年毕业，所以我不愿意去别的城市工作。
My husband will not be graduating for another 3 years, so I don't want to work in another city.
我心里仍然相信凡事都有主的美意。
But in my heart, I believe that He does all things well.
但是我实在是一个小信的人。
However, I'm truly a woman of little faith.
这件事情一直在搅扰我，很长时间内搅扰我，以至于我在做饭的时候切上了手指。
This thing has disturbed me to such an extent that it occupied my mind even when I'm cooking.
感谢主，他的话语亲自领导了我。
However, I thank the Lord that His word personally come to me.
最近的周五晚上，我们在查罗马书。
Recently, our Bible study is studying the book of Romans.
罗马书第八章讲到生命圣灵的律，即随从圣灵、体贴圣灵、靠着圣灵。
Romans 8 talks about the law of the spirit and the law of the flesh and how we have to be mindful of the spirit and not according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
主的话语提醒我，我们在这世上乃是靠着圣灵，不是靠着自己，更加不是靠着这一份暂时的工作。
The Lord uses words to remind me that when we live on this earth it is according to the spirit and not according to myself, according to the flesh.
主的话语让我的心不再被这件事情辖制，让我在接下来每一天心里都有平安。
The Lord enabled me to not be constrained by this matter, so that the ensuing days, every day, I have peace in my heart.
在这之后，我也没有跟领导再提起这件事情。
After this, I did not mention this again with my bosses.
但是二月中旬的时候，公司连续有两个 senior level 的员工辞职。
But in mid-February, two senior level people resigned.
三月初的时候，我的 mentor 他主动来找我说，今年公司会帮我申请 H1B.
In early March, the manager proactively reached out to me to tell me that the company will apply this H1B for me.
我知道实在是那一双看不见的手做成了这件事情。
I know it is truly the invisible hands that have accomplished this.
比起这一次工作签证抽签的机会，我想更加宝贵的是在主里面的这一段经历。
Relative to being in the H-1B lottery, the more precious thing is that I have experienced the Lord.
感谢赞美主，这是我今天的分享。
Thank and praise the Lord. This is my sharing today.
I need to give young people, young brother.
Good morning. The Lord just really put on my heart to share with you 1 Peter 3, verse 15.
主把这样一个经节放在我心里，就是彼得前书第一章第三节。
But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. The Lord really just put on my heart to share that the battle for the throne of our heart is an everyday battle.
就是说，那在我们心中的这个宝座的征战，是我们每一天都要面临的征战。
So I'm going to share two specific days of my spring semester this year.
那我要与大家分享，在我这个春季这个学期的两天当中具体的例子。
The first was a very easy day.
那第一个是一个非常容易的一天。
But I was for sure on the throne of my own heart.
但那一天我自己是坐在我心中的宝座上。
I got to wake up late.
那一天我起得很晚。
And my class started at 1 o'clock.
那我的课是要在一点开始。
But throughout that whole morning, I did not touch my Bible.
但在那一天当中，我都没有摸我的圣经。
I was not filled with the Holy Spirit that day.
那一天我的里面也没有圣灵的充满。
Then the world started to attack me.
那世界就要来攻击我。
My whole iPad was erased that day.
我那一天我的这个 iPad 都在亮着。
That's where all my schoolwork and everything I study for is on there.
我各样的工我的学习的这些事情都在那个 iPad 上。
very frustrated. I thought I could take care of this. I can go to the Apple store.
那天非常的沮丧，我觉得我能够来解决这件事情，我可以去这个苹果的店。
I did not once ask the Lord, what should I do?
我没有问主我该怎么做。
At the end of the day, my iPad wasn't fixed.
那到那天结束，我的 iPad 也没有能够修好。
I got a new iPad, praise God.
我就有了一个新的 iPad, 感谢主。
But all my memory was gone.
但所有我的记忆都没了。
At the end of the day, I felt frustrated and empty without Christ.
在那一天最后，我感觉里面真的是满了沮丧，也非常的空虚。
Then there was the second day.
那还有第二天。
There was so much on my plate that day.
在那一天，我的盘子里好像就满了东西。
I have student observations at schools.
在那一天，我在学校要有一些观察。
At 8:30 in the morning.
在早上八点半。
I live in the north side of town.
我住在城市的北边。
And it takes me 2 hours to get to this place.
那要两个小时的时间才能让我去那个地方。
So, and I also had 3 projects.
我也有三个项目。
And 1 midterm to finish that day as well.
还有一个期中考试要在那一天完成。
And the day before, God just told me to just really give 15 minutes before I leave to the Lord.
那一天之前主这样跟我说，在我离开家之前有15分钟的时间让我能够安静在主的面前。
So I would decide to wake up at 5:45 in the morning.
所以我决定5:45早上我就要起。
Just to have that 15 minutes with God before I drive.
好叫我能够在开车之前有15分钟的时间能够亲近主。
Because there was no way I could get through the day without the Lord Jesus.
因为若没有主的话，我没有办法来度过这样一天。
Through these 2 days, the Lord really reminded me.
在这两天当中，主实在是提醒我。
That if we sanctify our hearts before the Lord in the morning.
如果在早上我们把心分别为圣归给主的话，
He makes the whole day easier.
他让我们一天能够过得更加的平顺。
The world will still attack us.
是的，世界还会来攻击我们。
But the Lord strengthens us and gives us His grace for each new day.
但神要把力量加给我们，也把他的恩典每一天都加给我们。
May you set aside time for the Lord in the morning. Amen.
Amen.
谢主啊，我一般经常不是很愿意交流，但是今天的这个我不能存在心里啊。
Thank the Lord for this sharing meeting.
非常感谢啊，今天那个 Jeff 选择的这首歌，惊人的恩典。
I'm very thankful for Jeff having picked this song, Amazing Grace.
真是惊人的恩典。
His grace is indeed amazing.
我想交通一下，就是最近这大概这几个月，我们家发生的一些事，特别是在我太太。
I want to share with you some things that happened to our family, especially my wife, in the past few months.
有些弟兄姊妹可能已经知道，还有一些弟兄姊妹还不知道。
Some brothers and sisters may know, some of you may not know.
琳琳是去年，就是我太太，去年10月23日尿血初步超声波诊断呢，当时她是没有什么异常。
In October 23rd, my wife gone through ultrasound and there's nothing abnormal.
就是。他的妹妹李艳祥的一再要求下，琳琳去了那个 MD Anderson emergency room.
And then my wife kept asking them, so she was sent to the ER at MD Anderson.
做了那个加强 CT 的时候呢，他显示他的左肾上有亮点。
In some further tests, there seems to be some abnormalities.
就是 CT contrast showing the.A bright spot.
There's a bright spot in the CT contrast.
初步诊断是尿路癌在肾上。
Early prognosis showed that there's a cancer on the urinary tract.
It's a urothelial carcinoma. 根据玲玲验血和 CT 的结果呢，我在网上看了一下呢，信心非常不乐观。
So after I heard the prognosis, I searched online. The prospects are not good.
因为它的 calcium 也比较高，所以有可能是晚期的癌症。
Because her plasma count is high, it could be a terminal cancer.
那我当时的心情就非常的不好，人也完全没有了平安。
I was in a very foul mood, and I've also lost my peace.
我们通过俊凯弟兄了解到主治医生的那个 MD Anderson 的医生 Dr. Mayton.
Through Brother Jack, we had this a treating physician.
他是一个非常出色的医生。
He's a very distinguished doctor.
但是在跟俊凯这个沟通的过程中呢，他可能也察觉到我非常的没有平安。
However, when he was talking to Brother Jack Lee, he also sensed that I did not have much peace at all.
那他在把那个跟医生交通的信息传给我之后呢，就附加了这样的一个境界。
So when Jack added this verse, after he shared with me what the treating physician said.
腓立比书四章六节。
Philippians 4:6 says,
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
神所赐出人意料的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the Lord that gives you peace beyond surpasses all understanding will guard your heart in Christ Jesus.
从那时起，一直到琳琳十二月十三日手术。
Until that time, until the October 13th, when my wife had her surgery.
教会的许许多多的弟兄姊妹都在为我们祷告祈求。
Many brothers and sisters in the church offered up their supplications and prayed for us.
琳琳十二月十三日手术成功，拿掉了左肾。
My wife had a successful surgery and got her left kidney removed.
最终的pathology 的诊断呢是早期低度的尿路癌。
So the preliminary prognosis is that she had phase one of this cancer.
这在所有的可能性中已经是我们能够祈求最好的结果了。
This is the best of the prognosis that we can hope for.
感谢神，真是惊人的恩典。
We thank God for His amazing grace.
我也要再次特别感谢教会的弟兄姊妹。
I want to particularly thank brothers and sisters in the church.
神通过你们彰显了爱。
Through you, God's love is manifested.
彰显了神的荣耀。
And His glory is also manifested.
琳琳现在她正在慢慢的恢复，已经开始上班。
My wife is in her gradual recovery, and she started to go to work.
在这段时间呢，我们通过这件事情呢，我也深深的体会到。
Through this experience, I've also experienced deeply that
在我们夫妻之间父子之间，甚至在教会的弟兄姊妹之间，
in a relationship between husband and wife, father and son, and the brothers and sisters in the church,
真是没有什么过不去的大不了的事情。
There's nothing that we cannot get over with.
在我们还有气息的时候，
as long as we have breath.
让我们彼此宽容。
Let's be forbearing to one another.
彼此相爱。
Love one another.
彰显神的荣耀。
So that we can manifest the glory of God.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
好，兄弟姐妹们好。 我就是这个弟兄说他的太太林林。
Hi, I am Ling Lin. I am the sister that the brother just mentioned earlier.
我想现在很多的兄弟姐妹们都认识我，至少知道我的名字。
I think by now a lot of brothers and sisters at least know me by name.
可是呢，我很多的兄弟姐妹我还不认识。
However, I don't know many of the brothers and sisters well.
就像我弟兄说的，我们家一路是靠着主的恩典走过来的。
Like my husband has shared, it is by his grace that he has led our family through.
当时我们去看医生的时候，我妹妹还有王琴，我和我先生我们一起去看的医生。
When we went to see the doctor together, my husband, my sister, and her husband,
他告诉我们，告诉我们的结果就是尿路癌，而且告诉我们的治疗的方案。
And the doctor told us about this his prognosis and how to treat it.
事后呢，王琴给我打电话，她因为怕担心我的心情和情绪，来安慰我。
Later on, my brother-in-law called me because he's concerned about my emotional state. He wanted to comfort me.
我就跟他说，我说我相信你们都是个聪明人，像我妹妹啊，我王琴，我先生都是个聪明人。我知道你们的做的决定是为我好。
So I told them, you guys, my husband, my sister, her husband, you guys are all smart people. I know you make decisions for my benefit.
如果我们决定了，我们就做，没关系。我说我都没事，因为我怎么着急，我们大家怎么着急都没有用，我们都得靠着主了。
Because if we have all decided, then we'll pursue that path. There's no point in being anxious.
这样我们就是靠主的恩典走过来的。
Therefore, by His grace, we go forward.
而且通过这件事情，也孩子也突然长大了，儿子也突然长大了。
And then also through my illness, my son suddenly grew up.
And我记得我知道这件事儿是星期五、星期六的时候，我给淑华姐打了个电话。
So I heard about this news on Friday. On Saturday, the next day, I called Suhua, Sister Suhua.
因为我星期五要星期天要服侍，我就是只是告诉她一下，哎，我得病了，我去不了了。
I just told her that even though I'm scheduled to serve on Sunday, I couldn't go because I'm ill.
淑华姐很担心我，但是呢，她最后的时候说了一句。她说你介不介意我们苏格兰的有个姊妹聚会我们为你祷告你介意不介意
So my sister Suhua said do you mind if I share with this prayer group sister's prayer group in Sugarland so that we can pray for you
我当时听了以后我突然有一种感触
When I heard about it I suddenly had this feeling within me
突然感触为我祷告，因为我从来没有人为我祷告过。我突然觉得为我祷告。
So I suddenly felt that, wow, you guys are praying for me. Nobody has ever prayed for me before.
而且我感觉到这样的一个礼物，我干嘛不接受？我干嘛要介意？
And then I also felt that this is such a gift. Why would I be bothered by this?
然后我就听说，Katie 的姊妹为我们祷告，苏格兰的姊妹。后来就是教会的姊妹、兄弟姐妹为我祷告。
Then later I heard that sisters in the KT area also prayed for me, and the brothers and sisters in the church also prayed for me.
以前呢，我也聚会时候也为别的弟兄们、兄弟姐妹们有难处的兄弟姐妹们祷告。
In the past, I've also prayed for other brothers and sisters who had difficulty in the fellowship.
但是呢，我不认识他们，所以我没有一个感性的认识。
But I did not know those people, so therefore it's not any prayer with understanding.
这次这件事情发生到我的身上，听说这么多兄弟姐妹问我祷告，我第一个反应是，我。
Since my illness, I heard that so many brothers and sisters have been praying for me. My first reaction is,
我觉得我是一个很一般的人。
I'm a very normal, common person.
而且在神的眼里，在神的世界上，我就像海滩上的一个沙子一样。
I am just like a piece of sand in the seashore in the eyes of God.
值得为我祷告吗？
How is it that I'm worthy to have so many people pray for me?
其实一路走过来，想起来我们这一家子实质是在兄弟姐妹们祷告，是神通过兄弟姐妹们祷告把我们托起来。
Truly, as I reflect our past, our family has been sustained by prayers all these years by brothers and sisters.
我们家以前呢，我做家务比较多。
In the past, I've done a lot more housework.
我突然病了，就觉得突然做饭成了一个很大的问题。
Since I suddenly fell ill, making meals suddenly become a big problem.
我先生他不太做饭。
My husband did not know how to cook.
开始呢，就是开王琴从 Katie 往这头送饭。
Initially, my brother-in-law would bring us meals from Katie.
那后来呢，兄弟姐妹们知道了以后，就开始给我们送饭。
Afterwards, the brothers and sisters in the fellowship would bring us meals.
各式各样的饭真是很好吃。
Different kinds of meals, they are very delicious.
连我爸爸都说，哎，我都长了五磅。
Even my father said he has gained 5 more pounds.
看到兄弟姐们带来的饭
As I see all these meals brought forth by brothers and sisters.
我除了说谢谢，我不知道该说什么，我真的表达不了我的心情。
Other than to say thank you, I don't know what else to say. I cannot express my heart.
我觉得这个说谢谢都是那么无味儿，就好像很平淡，都不知道该怎么说。
I don't know how to say all these things well.
有一次我后来我给雄鹰姊妹打电话，我说你不要再叫大家做饭了，我太麻烦人家了，我不知道该怎么感谢。
One time I called a sister Ying and say, stop asking these people to bring meals to me because I don't know how to thank them.
雄鹰姐妹说，这是给我们一个机会，请你给我们一个机会。
So Sister Yin says, you are giving us an opportunity. Please give us an opportunity.
我们应该感谢你，因为通过你能给我们一个机会。
We ought to thank you because through you we have this opportunity.
因为时间的原因，我就不说一一说起来兄弟姐妹的名字了。
Because of time constraint, I won't name all the brothers and sisters who have helped.
但是我有几个例子想要说，非常 touch 我。
But I want to share with you a few examples that truly touch my heart.
其实我生活是一个比较简单的人。
I'm a very simple person.
我也不太会社交，我也不玩手机，我也不玩微信。
I'm not very sociable. I don't have a cell. I don't use my cell phone. I don't do WeChat.
每天就是工作回家，然后回家工作。
And then every day is I go to work, I go home, I go home, I go to work.
所以很多那个兄弟姐妹的名字我都叫不出来。而且我也不认识。
I don't even know the brothers and sisters by name, nor do I know them.
有一天我接到了一个电话。
One day I got a call.
我知道是个教会的姊妹给我打的电话。
I know this is a call from a sister from the church.
她就是问我在没在家，confirm 一下我的地址。
She was just checking in to see if I'm home and to confirm my address.
等他进到屋里的时候，等他进来端着一锅汤，他说我要给我送汤，他端着一锅汤的时候，我看着他的脸我认识，但我不知道他名字。
As she brought in this pot of soup, I realized I know the sister, but I don't know her name.
他进了屋里以后就因为汤还是热的，他就马上给我找碗帮我盛汤。
Because the soup is still hot, she was looking for a bowl to put in the new soup.
当时我坐在那儿的时候，我从来没跟他交通过，没说过话，所以我不知道该怎么开说话。
So since I have never talked to her ever, I don't know how to start talking to her.
我就问他你叫什么名字
？So I ask her, what's your name?
我说你住在 Katie 的什么地方
？Where in Katie do you live?
因为我以前住在 Katie， 只认识 Katie 姐妹。
Because I used to live in Katie, so I only know my sisters in Katie.
他说我叫张琳，我住在百列儿。
She said that my name is Zhang Ling and I live in Bel Air.
她煮的是排骨冬瓜汤。
She made this winter melon pork soup.
她做的那个汤真的非常好吃，我就心里当时非常激动。
This her soup was really really tasty and my heart was really really stirred.
完了。我就说，哎，我很喜欢这个冬瓜汤，我确实很喜欢啊，那个冬瓜汤，而且他做的是非常好吃。
And I truly love a winter melon soup, and her winter melon soup was indeed excellent.
他说了一句，我眼泪都出来了。他说， 他说对不起，我们家还有半个冬瓜，我只给你煮了半个，我应该把那个半个也给你带来。
She said that I only cooked off half of the winter melon in my home. I ought to have brought the other half.
我说的时候眼泪就出来。我自从我知道我得病，我从来没有要哭的感觉，可是那次我眼泪出来。
When she said that, I started to cry. Since I have fallen ill, I've never even cried.
她说你不用，我只说谢谢，我不知道该是有别的什么词儿可以说。
I could only say thanks. I don't know what else to say.
然后她说你不用谢谢我，谢谢主，感谢主。
She just said, thank the Lord. Don't thank me.
还有一个就是我接到了一个录音电话。
A second example is I got received a voicemail.
也是个姊妹，她不知道我住在哪儿。然后她说我煮了，我妈妈帮我煮了一锅冬瓜汤，放在你妹妹家门口了。
So she said that I don't know your address, but my mother made winter melon soup, and it was outside in my door.
In my 我的妹妹、
oh,
my sister's
store.
因为她只认识我 sister, 不认识我。
Because this sister only knows my younger sister, but not me.
还有一个姊妹家里也有两个小孩，也都是她妈妈来照顾她，可是她却给我做饭吃。
Also, there's another sister. Her parents came to take care of her children, but the parents ended up cooking for me.
我儿子每次来都有很多人，每儿子都回来告诉我说：“哎呀，好多人都在问你情况怎么样，为你祷告。”
My son, when he came home, every time he would say, "A lot of people ask for after you and see how you're doing."
其实我都不认识他们，我真的不认识他们都，我不认识他们。
In reality, I don't know any of them, but they still continue to pray for me.
我想给大家看一个盒子。
I want to show you this box.
这个盒子是完完全全手工制作的。
This box was made by hand.
里头放了四袋cookie, 不同样子的 cookie.
There are four bag, different bags of cookies in it.
当时是我妹妹的小孩 Jenny 给的我。
It's given to me by Jenny, the child of my younger sister.
等我打开这个盒子的时候，我看到扭扭歪歪扭扭所有小朋友签的字。
When I opened the box, I saw a card with all these signatures by various children.
这上说的是 for dear Carrie's family.
This is for my family.
我看的时候非非常非常的感动。
I was very, very moved when I saw the box.
这些小孩我一个名字都叫不出来，我都对不上脸。
I couldn't recognize any of these names, nor do I recognize their faces.
当时我病的时候，其实也有朋友来看我。
As I was sick, one of the kids came to visit me.
那最后，那个我妹妹还说，哎，你看你的人缘真好，你原来跟人关系很好，所以有人来看你。
So my younger sister said, "You are so sociable, therefore all these people came to visit you."
我想跟大家说，这我的朋友之间看我，是因为我们曾经是好朋友，我们曾经帮助过别人，我们曾经有太多的曾经。
I want to tell you that sometimes you have friends and they helped you because you used to help them.
因为这个曾经是因为有条件的，是曾经我认识他们，曾经很好。
This is all conditional in human relationships. I used to know them. I used to help them.
可是耶稣基督的爱是无条件的。
However, the love of Jesus Christ is unconditional.
你认识我，我爱你；你不认识我，我也爱你，是没有条件、没有国界、没有年龄的。
You don't know me. I love you. It is not constrained by nationality or culture or anything.
兄弟们，通过这个主，通过兄弟姐妹们，把这个爱传递了给我们。
Through the Brown sisters, the Lord has given out His love to me.
我就说最后一个，就是我最近看了一个 TV show。
I'll share you with the last example. I saw a TV show.
最后一句话，这有一句话非常 touch 我和我的弟兄。
There was this last sentence that they said on the TV show that touched the hearts of me and my husband.
他是这样说的 ：The greatest gift we receive is God's love.
我们可以得到最好的礼物就是神的爱。
The greatest gift we give is love we have for one another.
我们可以给出的最好的礼物就是爱爱其他人。
感谢主，感谢兄弟姐妹们。
Thank the Lord and thank all the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，时间已经十二点到了，我需要弟兄姐妹的恩典。
We're constrained by time. I need a grace from brothers and sisters.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.今天早上起来其实有一点不舒服，可是靠着主的恩典还是能在这里做见证。
I thank the Lord that even though I woke up a little sick, I could still be here to share my testimony.
我受洗归主已经近五年了。
I've been baptized for almost over 5 years.
在这五年中一直经历神的恩典和带领。
I've experienced God's grace and his leading all these 5 years.
有主的恩膏存在心里，在凡事上教训我。
The anointing of the Spirit is in my heart and teaches me in all things.
感谢神每天清早让我有与神独处的时间。
Thank God that he has given me a little time each morning to be with him alone.
每早开车上班单程至少半个小时，堵车时要更长。
My commute time to work each day is at least 30 minutes. If it's a traffic jam, it's even longer.
开始心浮气躁，特别赶时间时。
Initially, I was very pressed for time, and I was not in a good mood.
可是神让这段时间成为祝福。
However, God make this time to be a blessing.
先是听基督徒电台的歌曲。
First, I was listening to songs from Christian radio stations.
后来又听讲道，慢慢有更多属灵的得着和看见。
Later on, I was listening to sermons, and I gained more spiritual leaning and teachings.
曾经一度特别喜欢某传道人的讲道，几乎成为捆绑。
At one point in time, I was enthralled with a particular brother's sermons that it almost became my bondage.
神又借着时间的调整来除去这个捆绑，又感动我来到神的面前祷告。
God enabled me to cast away the bondage and enable me to come into His presence to pray again.
从此成为我祷告的时间。
Therefore, that time has become, my commute time has become my time for prayer.
祷告也越来越深，越来越美。
And the prayers become deeper and more beautiful.
从为自己和家人求祝福，到更多的思想神的旨意。
And I think about more about the will of God for my family and for us.
交通如此之美，以致常常忘记时间，一个祷告事项还没有完就到了。
Sometimes the communion is so sweet that I lost track of time. I haven't even finished one item and I'm already arrived.
神也借着这个经历教会我随时随处都可以祷告。
Through this experience, God has also taught me at any time, anywhere, we can always pray.
正如帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节到十八节所说，要常。
Just like First Thessalonians says,
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray always, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
不知不觉，我开车时的心态也变得平和，也能体谅人的难处。
Gradually, I've become very peaceful when I'm driving in rush hour, and I can be understanding of other people's weaknesses.
而且发现是，其实神一路保守，他从不误事。
And God has keep this time always in Him.
感谢神，多年来让我们全家能够正常参加聚会。
I thank God that He has enabled our entire family to regularly attend meetings.
其实载人并不是一件容易的事。
To men, this is not easy.
但人若有心寻求，神就保守。
But if you have the heart, God would keep it.
特别是周二晚 Katie 的祷告聚会。
Particularly the prayer meeting on Tuesday night in Katie.
女儿即使功课繁重或第二天要早起，也能坚持一起参加。
Even though my daughter may have a heavy homework load or she has to get up early the next day, she still insists on coming.
父母能为孩子做的不多。
And there's not much the parents can do for children.
希望在主里的这一点坚持。
For I pray that this little persistence in the Lord
让神在凡事上居首位的这一点操练能让他们一生受益。
But this exercise that we put God in first place would enable it to be beneficial to the children for the rest of their lives.
感谢主，让弟兄和我能在每天睡前和孩子一起祷告。
I praise the Lord that He enabled my husband and I to pray with the children every night before they go to sleep.
即使在弟兄外出工作的几年也是如此。
Even when my husband was out of town working.
曾经一度祷告有阻碍。
Certain times there was a hindrance in our prayer time.
主让我看见自己的己很大。
The Lord enabled me to see how big this self is in me.
意见很多，不愿意顺服。
I have all these different opinions. I'm not willing to submit.
终于主感动我。
Finally, the Lord moved me.
当我愿意按着神的话，尊重丈夫的地位，就又恢复了与神美好的交通。
As long as I am willing to obey His will and to submit to my husband, then He restores my communion with Him.
而且当夫妻关系对的时候，
Also, when I'm in the correct marital relationship,
神也在孩子身上做工，孩子也更顺服。
God would also work in the children, and they become even more obedient.
感谢主，让弟兄姐妹在爱里常常扶持。
I thank the Lord that we have brothers and sisters to sustain one another.
有弟兄姐妹在微信群上带领鼓励。
There's also Brent sisters who lead us and encourage us in WeChat.
能够几年来坚持每天读经。
So that we can all persist in reading the scripture every day.
参加祷告聚会，彼此代祷，也为教会祷告。
And we also insist on going to prayer meetings and also pray for the church.
坐月子时大家的探望和帮助，有难处时大家的关怀。
When we are the first month after delivery, we care for one another.
还有其他各种的交通与连接。
We also have other additional fellowship and being in union with one another.
其实我能为主做的很少，可是主的恩典数不清。
In reality, I can do very little for the Lord, but His grace is numerous.
在主里一无所缺。
In His grace, in the Lord, there is no lack.
信主以来的感受就如马拉基书三章十节所说的。
My experience after I have believed in the Lord is just is depicted in Malachi.
万军之耶和华说。
The Lord of hosts says,
你们要将灯纳的十分之一全然送入仓库。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse.
使我家有粮。
So that there may be food in my house.
以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户。
And test me now in this, says the Lord, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven.
倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
And pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
感谢主，阿门。
We thank the Lord, amen.
我们年长姐妹需要几分钟。
好的，很感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
也给我这个机会，能够在这里跟弟兄姐妹们分享我一点那个日常生活中的那个神的恩典，真的是奇妙的恩典。因为在差不多约在两几个星期之前的一个某一天早上
，One morning，
我心里头突然想说我要出去一下
，I need to go outside a little bit.
Yeah， 然后我就这。正要准备走之前
As I was about to leave,
突然心里头就有感动
suddenly, I have this stirring in my heart
那我就先我
Therefore,
感动我说要祷告然后很奇怪
to pray.
这我出去一下子很快就回来了
I'm just going out for a little while
于是我就顺服了
but I obeyed
主的感动
the moving of the Lord
我马上把房门关上
so I closed the door and I knelt and prayed
那我很奇怪的我很慎重
strangely,Very seriously and solemnly and simply, I prayed.
就像一个那个小孩像
It's just like a child prayed to the father.
说我要出去一下，上哪里上哪里。
I am just reporting. I need to go here and here and here.
我就跟主说，主啊，我要出去一下。
I need to go out a little bit.
我到邮政局去寄信。
I need to go to the post office.
然后我回头又到药房去。
And then I would go to the pharmacy to pick up medicine.
就这样子征求主的那个支持。
I want the Lord's support.
于是我就感谢主，我说求你赐给我平安，保守我的脚步。
And keep my footsteps.
好了，我就出去了。
Therefore, I went out.
心中感觉到有喜乐，有平安。
My heart felt peace.
很快的到了邮局。
Very quickly, I went to the post office.
我就进去了，投了信，那就出来了。出来就上车。
Then I got into the car and I backed my car.
然后在道的中间,
As I was backing out my car, suddenly there was a very big noise. I was in big shock. I said, Lord, what happened?
我正在想的时候,
and as I was thinking about
惊魂真是未定,
it, my heart was very unsettled.
那一位印度太太就,
there was an Indian
man who came and
screamed very loudly.
It was like she was rebuking me, so I got out of my car. 那天又下着雨,
and it was raining.
那他车子后面又是满了泥巴，我看不见他车有什么损坏的程度。我再看看我的车子，
and I looked at
好像也没什么。但是那位太太很凶，然后就马上拿起手机来打电话。哦，我就糟了，她是不是叫警察了？ 因为这是我的错，我不管怎么样，我是倒车撞到人家。然后我就又上了车，我把我的车往前再停好。I
backed out and ran into her.
然后我就又上了车，我把我的车往前再停好。I
want to move it forward to station it.
我也打电话，赶快找我儿子，告诉他说我车出事了，我撞了。然后他说严重吗？我说我不知道。他说警察有叫警察吗？我说我也不知道。Did you call the police?
I said I don't know.
然后我看了，那个对方印度太太也把车子拖进去停车位，also
put her car into the parking space.
然后我就坐在上车了，又在坐在车上等等。因为我的错，所以我一点都没有回应那位太太，就任凭她骂丫头啊叫啊。
Respond to the lady.
然后我等了差不多有十来分钟。
After 10 or so minutes,
然后就十几分钟的时间，我就等，我就不知道应该怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
然后但是
，however，
时间过去了
，after time passed，
那个太太也没有再过来。
The lady did not come over.
又打电话来，他问我情况，我说我都什么都不知道。那时候你下去看看呀。
He said that you leave your car and see what it is about.
下去看了，下去找。
So I got out of my car.
奇怪了，那位太太的车子不见了。
Car was gone.
那个太太也不见了。
The lady also disappeared. So I said, what happened?
那我就赶快给我儿子讲说，我不见了。 So I told my son, 那位太太不见了。
The lady disappeared. Her car also disappeared.
然后，警察也没来。
The police did not come.
那既然人都不见了，你还待在那里干什么？
There's no one there. What? Why are you still there?
我说你也走吧。
You leave.
我又不敢走，我怕说撞到人。
I dare not leave because I didn't want to do a hit and run.
然后我就后来没事，也什么动静都没有。
Because there was nothing happening.
我就试着倒车，左看右看，看有没有人。
So I tried to back the car out and see if there's anyone.
我就走了。
Then I left. As I was driving, I was thinking about it was the grace of God, truly the grace of the Lord moved me so that before the car accident, I prayed first.
就把我这个应该受的这个仇敌的攻击降到最低，我说感谢主啊，我就这样子就的Lord，就回家了。我一直思想主的恩典，这真是奇妙的恩典，我不知道如何感谢主，我说要是没有主这样子，我在我心里头感动。
That the stirring in my heart, if I had not prayed before this incident, I don't know what would have happened. So I think about the grace of the Lord.
We don't know what's going to happen in the next minute.
However, the Lord knows all. He knows everything. I can only thank and praise the Lord.
This is my sharing.
弟兄姐妹，感谢主。We
thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
啊，这些美好的见证。For
these beautiful testimonies.
那我们下面还是花一点时间，有点祷告的时间。Let's
spend some time to pray in the ensuing time.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace this morning through the brothers and sisters sharing their experience and fellowship. Truly, we know that your love, we marvel at the love, height and depth and length and breadth of your love. And your God of grace. Behind every man.